Thanks,
okay.
Josette.
Okay.
Welcome,
Bye.
everyone.
Yeah.
Welcome. Hi, Mariah, Joan. Hello, Joan, Patrice. Hello, Patrice. Nice to have everyone here. Wonderful, wonderful. Nice having you here. So now the lines are filling up, which is amazing. Janelle, hello, Janelle. Hi. Feel free to share with me in the chat box where you're logging in from. Hello, Rosalind. Hi again. How are you? Wonderful to have you. Excellent. I'm very, very excited to talk to everyone today, and I'm hoping that you can hear me really well. And let me just check back in with Josette here and make sure that my mic is working really well.
Yeah, everything's good.
Everything's good. Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah. The awesome. Only thing is, I don't see the guest names, and I do always have my name put in there like when I start open up, so I don't know.
Okay. In the chat box, I can see everybody's names. Eva. Hello,
okay.
Eva.
I know. I don't, but that's okay. All right.
Yeah. Hello, Eva. Wonderful. Nice to have everybody here. Welcome, everyone. It is amazing to see so many of you on the line. Once again, thank you for being a part of this free class. I'm excited to have everyone here, and this is our week two. If you haven't had a chance yet to listen to week one, feel free to do that. I spoke about how to build your audience, how to get conversions, and how to build engagement. This is a really important part of a skill set with regards to building your business. So I can still see everyone live here and people logging in, and thank you so much for joining. I'm going to go and mute the lines for now, and then I'm going to open the lines later, and I would love to do a strategy session with you live. So come with your questions. Come with your questions. I'm excited about today's chat. We're going to talk about lead generation. All right, wonderful. So in today's lesson, we're going to go over lead generation. This is one of the most important skills that you can learn with regards to building your business. And really, if you are not very skilled at lead generation, you really don't have a sustainable business. It is such an amazing, important skill for you to have. And being able to generate leads and nurture your leads and build a relationship with your leads and convert them into paying customers and clients is a very, very important skill that you'll need to learn how to master. So again, last week we talked about how to build the audience, how to have engagement, and how to just convert people even on a social media platform. This week we're going to talk about lead generation and how to build a funnel, even a tiny funnel, with regards to now having a sustainable way to have your business be successful. Now, I want you to imagine that you walk into a store like Walmart, and when you walk into the store like Walmart in the middle of the day, there is nobody in the store. Now, even with what's going on in our society right now, if you walk into Walmart and you are the only one in Walmart and you're walking around and you can see no one in Walmart, it would probably make you a little bit just concerned, for lack of a better word. Now, the cashiers are there, the workers are there, which would represent now the systems, but there's nobody there. There are no customers in Walmart in the middle of the day. Unfortunately, this is what many, many businesses, women in business, are facing. They have a store or they have a business and there is nobody in the store. Nobody's shopping, nobody's coming to them, nobody's buying from them. Most of the women that are online who are trying to start and or grow a business, they don't know how to actually create a system that works for them in order for them to have tons and tons of paying customers or clients in their quote-unquote store or business. What I want to have happen for you today is that you have tons and tons and tons of people in your store, tons and tons and tons of people who are wanting, happy, raving about you and want to work with you. And in order for that to happen, you're going to have a system put in place in order to make that happen. Now, the biggest mistake, again, for most people is that they don't know how to master even the fundamentals of automation with regards to even building a lead generation system or a funnel. They don't know how to master the fundamentals of building an audience. And if you are wondering, so where did I go wrong? What happened? Why is this not working for me? And so on and so forth. It's because you haven't mastered the fundamentals of building an audience. And then the next step would be then creating a system that helps you grow your business. So in order for you to grow your business, your healing business, your coaching business, your intuitive business, your psychic business, your reader, if you're a reader business, you have to understand how to build systems that work for you. And mastering building lead generation is going to be a very, very important skill set that you'll need to have. So here's what many women do, and I see them do it all the time. They literally try to push people to their offer. So they have an offer, they have some sort of thing that they're offering, and they're trying to get people to buy from me, get people to buy from me, get people to buy from me mindset. So they're going from themselves online on Facebook to directly trying to get someone to buy the offer or get someone to buy their service or get someone to buy their product. I can't tell you how many times I've seen something like, join my team. You know, I'm building a team. Join my team. And a lot of women are thinking that people are really going to join their team. And then they get very disappointed, very shocked, very hurt when people ignore them or when they're not getting people to join their team or buy their stuff or buy their product. When I see people post about joining my team and we're looking for 10 people to join my team and so on and so forth, it's such an old, broken model that many people are trying to use in order for them to actually make money. And if you want to make money online, you'll need to master the systems that's going to help you make money. And one of the systems that you'll need to master is to learn how to create a lead generation funnel. So let's talk about that. What is it? A lead generation funnel is a system you can set up to automate getting leads, build a relationship with your audience, and convert them into paying customers and clients. Now, I want to have you come on later in a few moments and share with me what you've done to build or whatever challenges that you're facing with regards to lead generation, because this is a very, very important skill set that you'll need to have in order for you to be successful online. So let's talk about the parts of a system as it relates to lead generation. So this system could be very, very simple. It doesn't have to be very complicated, and you don't have to have a lot of, like, you know, technical skills in order to build this very, very simple system. So parts of the system could be something as simple as an email list, an offer, a landing page, and a thank you page. How did you get to me on this call? It is precisely because you entered into a funnel, like a lead generation funnel, and you entered into my email list because of my offer with regards to teaching these free classes. Then, when you landed on clicking the link, you landed on you came on my landing page, and then from there you had a thank you page, and then from there you had me send emails out to you to remind you to get on the call today. So this is very, very simple with regards to that. And every single person listening to me right now, the next big homework that you must do right away is to build your lead generation funnel. So you'll need to have an email list, you'll need to have an offer, you'll need to have a landing page, and you'll need to have a thank you page, rinse and repeat over and over and over again with regards to sending people to click on your link, for example, on Facebook, right? That your email list captures their email address from your landing page, and then they get to a thank you page, and then you're able to build a relationship with them. So you'll need to do this as your homework and make sure that you have a very, very simple system that you have set up in order to help you build your business. So I recommend for an email marketing software, I recommend AWeber. I've tried other systems and I don't like them. Okay. So I recommend AWeber. I've tried other systems and then I've gone back to AWeber. Like for example, I've tried MailChimp and I absolutely just, it's just too messy and frustrating for me and I didn't like it. So I'm back to AWeber. I love AWeber. And the great thing about this whole lead generation is that you do not need to have a website in order to make this happen. Here's why. AWeber also has on, as a part of their tools, landing pages, right, that you can create within AWeber. And when you create a landing page within AWeber, you can attach that landing page to your list. So you don't necessarily have to have a website in order for you to build your lead generation funnel. And this is very, very important because many of you probably don't necessarily even have the funds to create a website or perhaps a landing page, or maybe it's too technical and maybe it's too much in terms of trying to figure it all out. So there's a very, very easy way for you to begin to build your lead generation funnel without all of the hassle, because nobody wants hassle right now. Now, here are some types of offers, or what is referred to as lead magnets. And a lead magnet is basically a freebie, like a free guide, or something that you actually give away in exchange of people giving you their email and getting on your list. So types of offer that you can have with regards to a lead magnet could be a checklist or a tip sheet. Again, you'll need to learn how to create this, and you can create this in as simple as using canva.com, which gives you amazing tools and templates for you to create incredible documents, for example, like a checklist or a tip sheet. The next offer that you can create for a lead magnet could be an audio or a, for example, a meditation. So you can create a guided meditation that is about 5 minutes, and you can use that as a lead magnet and give that away for free. You can create a how-to guide, right? How to XYZ with 5 steps or 10 steps as it relates to your how-to. You can create a video series, for example, 3 videos that you put into your email list and you program to send it out every couple of days so you can actually build your relationship with your audience and educate your audience and so on and so forth. And then you can create a teleclass or just even a teaching class like I'm doing with regards to this series and or webinars. So these are 5 types of offer or lead magnet that you'll need to get going on ASAP. If you don't have this, you must have this as a part of your system in order for you to be able to build a relationship with your audience and convert them into paying clients. So if you want to know why it is that certain things aren't working for you, the number one key that you want to have as a takeaway today, it's not working for you because your system is broken or you don't have a system. You don't have a systemized way to actually get people to you in such a way or enough people to you in such a way where you can build a relationship with them and you can convert them into paying clients. So again, the 5 types of offer, and you'll need to pick one that works really well for you and your audience, or maybe where you're, for example, have a strength in. So the 5 types of offer, you want to create a checklist or a tip sheet, or you want to create a guided meditation or some sort of audio meditation, or it could even be a podcast, right? You're teaching about something that you're passionate about as it relates to your audience, and you're teaching that for maybe about 5 minutes or so. Or you want to create a how-to guide, for example, 5 steps, how-to, or 10 steps, how-to. or you want to create a video series, for example, three videos in terms of how you are going to now lead them from step one to step two, step three. So you do the first video, then they have something to look forward to with regards to the second video. Then you can say in the first video, in the next video, I'm going to teach you how to. So they have something to look forward to. And or you can create a teleclass or a series or teaching series and get people, for example, as I'm teaching you here on the phone in a group setting, and you're teaching them and guiding them and instructing them. And or you can create a webinar or a series of teleclasses or a series of webinars and so on and so forth. So the key step here, and I'm going to take your questions shortly, is that you want to build your audience. You want to drive them into your funnel, so you want to have a system in order for you to build a relationship, and then you can make an offer. If you do this enough, if you keep doing this, and if you keep doing this in terms of a pattern or a system or a cycle, and you are focused on really getting the fundamentals together, for example, what I taught in the last class with regards to your audience, what you're going to find is that you're going to build your tribe in such a way that when you're ready to make that offer, you have a higher conversion. So, for example, the question that was asked earlier, why is it that that didn't work, or why didn't, what am I doing wrong, or why is, you know, that not working for me? It's because you have a low conversion rate based on the fact that you don't have a system in place, and or you're not targeting the correct person, or you don't have a good target audience. So I'm going to open up the lines, and you're going to press star 6. Give me 1 second here. All right, so let's explore your business. I'm going to be doing live strategy sessions. You can press star 6 to unmute yourself if you'd like to ask a question. Hi there, you're on the line. Hi, Joan, go ahead.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you so much for doing this. It's very timely, because I'm right there. I'm right at that spot where I feel like I've done everything, the background work, but there's nobody in the store. It's empty, you know? So I'm trying to figure out what my next move is. So, yeah, I haven't done any funnel building or lead generation, and I'm very disorganized at when people call me, and I feel like I don't follow up or push them, you know, to, you know, keep a relationship going, because people have been calling me and they're interested, and as Josette was saying earlier, there's some hesitation to pay. Like one woman called me and she wanted to get fit and trim and lose weight, and she was going into her habits, and I said, well, I'll just send you a consultation form, you fill it out, and then we can set up an appointment to speak. And so, you know, it's been days, because that's the first thing I usually do, and if they don't respond with the filled out form, I just ignore. But then she keep calling and talking stuff, and I'm like, I didn't get the form yet. When do you want to speak, you know? And then she says, well, what will it cost me to, she asked, is there a commitment once she fills out the form? I'm like, no, it's just a conversation, so we can both get more information about each other. So then it's been silence. But I need to have a system, and I just want to sell my juices right now, and I'm like, okay, everything is set up. I have on the store. I made a Shopify store recently, and I don't know. I just get the feeling like people just look at my stuff as entertainment, you know. So I want to be able to move beyond that.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Joan. So, Joan, tell us what you do, like what do you do?
I am a health coach and a Reiki practitioner, and I recently launched a natural organic juice business.
Okay, so you have a natural organic juice business. That's what you're talking about with regards to your shop?
Yes.
Okay, so wonderful. Okay, so tell me about this organic juice in business. How do you have the systems in place in order to get it to the people that needs it?
Well, I'm offering delivery now because of everything. Nobody's going to any outdoor events. Initially, I still want to do outdoor events, farmers market. So now I've shifted into home delivery.
Okay, and who's delivering it for you?
I have a driver.
Okay, so you have a driver that will do delivery for you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and where are you located, Joan?
I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, Joan, okay.
Yes,
I think you had mentioned last week that you, okay, got it, wonderful.
Right, I'm the one that, I'm doing a lot of juicing demos on my page and on Instagram. So I'm feel like I'm offering value in terms of I explain about the juices and the benefits to the body, and I do exercise videos and just promoting health and wellness and building immunity and I would say inspirational stuff, you know, to keep people's energy and vibe high. And I talk about plant-based diet, that kind of stuff. But as I said before, I want to move from just, you know, being a entertainment for people, because I just get that feeling, you know. And I mean, I do like to make fun videos, but I also want people to actually buy my products.
Right, right. Okay, and so with regards to what you're selling, the top thing that is always selling is what? Is it the juices? Is it the Reiki or the other thing that you mentioned?
Juices and coaching. So people would call me with, you know, if they want help to lose weight and that stuff. So I want to build both at the same time. Coaching, helping people to detox. And I stand to make more money from that because the juices are, you know, $7 a bottle. So I'm trying to get contracts with restaurants as well.
Okay, got it. Okay, so with your juicing, do you have a subscription service?
I do. That's I just recently, within the last week or so, created the store, which is a subscription, you know, a monthly subscription, then you get the juices at a discount rate.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you what happened recently with regards to what I ordered online. So, yeah, and I'll probably post it as well. Oh, it's actually, I think I posted it. I'll probably post it on my public profile, but I posted it in the Veil Queen group. I came across this company called Revive Foods, and they are a company that offers smoothies. It's frozen, and they'll mail it to you, and when it comes, it'll be on dry ice, so you'll get it delivered on dry ice.
Okay.
So in order for me to actually buy from those people, okay, and this is the first time that I tried their service, what do you think it took for me to actually pull up my credit card or pull up my card and sign up for their smoothies and then have it delivered to me?
I'm sure you were impressed with the ingredients that they were using, the benefits that they touted. Convenience of it coming to you, you know, without you having to go out. What else? Maybe you like the presentation of it, the bottles, the colors. And just, I think that you felt like your body would benefit or heal from these juices or smoothies.
Okay, so there are a few of those things that I wanted to touch on. So number one, I saw them in my Facebook news feed.
Uh-huh.
Okay, number two, their branding was so on point and so exceptional that I could not pay attention. Okay.
Okay.
Number three, their packaging or the images that they were graphics were so inspiring to me.
Right. Right.
Okay. And then number four, they also had lots of people commenting on their posts with regards to I got mine, and they were just so, you know, really excited about the product and so on and so forth. So they had lots of testimonials driving my conversion or my desire to convert. This is even before I clicked on their link to get to their site. So even before I clicked on their link to get to their site, I was already in that buying process, or they already impressed me enough or already had such amazing branding, right?
Mm-hmm.
That it actually converted me to want to now click on their link to see what their products were all about.
Okay.
So I've talked about four things with regards to why it is that I ended up trying their service. Do you have those four things in place?
The referrals I don't have. I don't know. My clients have bought and they haven't really said anything. But people have commented on my labeling and stuff, my colorful labels. I didn't hear you say anything about the nutritional content of, wasn't that a factor in you ordering?
It was a factor afterwards, but it was not a factor in actually getting me on their page and getting me so interested in them as a service.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay? So I want you to understand the buying cycle with regards to why did I went through their entire system and now I'm inside of their subscription system and they delivered my smoothies and I'm just absolutely impressed with regards to the whole process. Now, the first thing is, again, what is it that got me to actually click on their link? And so what did I share with you here?
About the branding and the positive feedback, the referrals that they had on their page, and the labeling, the colors, I guess.
Yeah, so their branding mm-hmm. was exceptional. So when I saw them with regards to like Revive Superfoods,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't know what it is that you're calling your products, but even mm-hmm. the name. Okay, so mm-hmm. they targeted me according to the keywords that is connected to me as their primary audience. So they call it Revive Superfood. So what is it that you're calling your products?
JP Organics.
JP Organics?
Yes.
Okay, what does that mean though? So that means nothing to me. It doesn't tell me what it is that you're selling, you see?
Okay.
Okay, so if it is the juices that you want to brand and sell really well, you're going to have to rethink about your name or the keywords that is going to drive your audience to even pay attention. So JP Organic could be what you plant seeds, sell organic foods. I mean, it could be anything organic. It could be organic meat. It could be organic plants. It could be organic anything. It could be organic superfoods. It can be organic anything. So your brand and name is not necessarily connected to your audience.
Mm.
Okay. So let's explore that for a few moments. Wonderful to see so many women joining in as we're talking. Beautiful. Let's explore that for a moment. So if you want to sell the juices, Let's talk about a keyword that would be something that is going to target your audience. And so what would that be?
Plant-based. High vibe, high frequency, energy foods, detox foods.
So remember you're selling juice. So,
right.
Okay, remember you're selling juice. And so when on their branding, they had Revive Superfoods and then they had smoothies.
Right.
There. So it was very, very clear what they're selling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what could you come up with as it relates to a name that's connected to what you're selling that people would want to buy it?
Okay. One of the juices that I have, I really love the name, and it's called Upbeat, and it's beetroot. So, you know, it's a double meaning, so I like that. Upbeat juices, for example.
Okay, Upbeat juices, yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then do some research around that a little bit. Okay, do some like market research around that. Maybe you can then ask around. If I name my, you know, my company or my juicing company, Upbeat Juices, would that be something that really lights you up, or would that be something that you're interested in, or what do you think about that?
Mm.
So maybe some of the ladies can give their feedback as well so they can help you out in the chat box. Lady,
okay.
Would you buy juices from Upbeat Juices? Just say yes or no in the chat box. Let me just see what they're saying here. No. Okay.
No.
So there is a yes. There are three yeses, and there's one no. Okay, four yeses. Good. Feel free to share back. Upbeat Juices.
Upbeat Juices.
Okay, so Joan.
Yes.
Somebody says, let me give you some feedback here. Somebody was saying, lighten up the chat box. I love the title and delivery option. It makes me think, oh, a juice that will uplift me. Uplift is better than upbeat. Okay, so there's some feedback that you're getting about this.
Okay.
Okay. So what does up, okay, let's just say it's Upbeat Juices, which you need to sort of brainstorm about a really good name. What does your juice do for people?
High energy, so it boosts your energy levels, but also it's about fighting inflammation, reducing inflammation in the body, alkalizing your body, healing, high nutritional content, so you're feeding your body at a live raw foods. But basically, the thing I try to impress on people is that these juices will reduce inflammation and heal the body.
Okay. Okay. So right now, the world is struggling with one big thing. And what is the one big thing that everyone wants to know how to build?
Immunity.
Immunity. Exactly. So do you have a juice that you can create that's called immunity or something like that? Or have you thought about that?
Well, I haven't really, because they all do that. Because if once your inflammation is reduced, then the body begins to heal itself. And once your body is alkalized, it can then strengthen. So
yeah,
I see
Joan,
the juice.
People don't want to go through that with regards to a step. People actually, they don't want, oh, once I do my inflammation, once I do this, people just want the solution. So can you create a juice that is going to be jam-packed with regards to helping people build their immunity?
Yes, of course, I can.
Build their immune system.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So you need to get your entire branding together, because your branding is all over the place. You don't know what your juices do in terms of with regards to telling me are selling me enough on it so that I'm actually going to convert, right? There's nothing impressive about what you're saying right now. It sounds the same as what everybody else is saying. There's nothing that's really different about it. Now, when I saw the word revive, right, I'm like, whoa, revive superfoods, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It just absolutely was a huge selling point for me, right? And then their branding, their images was so high class and world class. So I don't know who you're getting or who you have making your images that is connected to your juices, but mm-hmm. you'll need to get an amazing graphic designer. And for everyone listening to me, I've gotten many, many people doing lots of work for me on Fiverr.com. You just need to research and get the right person. A graphic designer to brand and package,
right.
make your packaging look amazing with regards to how you package your products, because people are not going to buy juice for their bodies with something that has very low branding or with something that they feel is going to jeopardize their health. Okay?
Okay.
So your colors probably for what you're using for your branding probably needs to be a little bit more refined. The images that you're using for that has to sell health in the minds of people. So Revive Superfoods sold health to me so well, and then they also had people verifying their products. So they had lots of people on their Facebook, you know, commenting. And so they mastered the fundamentals of what I taught in my last class, right? Their audience was really sort of targeted really well. Their engagement was mm-hmm. really on point. And then they had that sort of conversion system that was happening even before I clicked on the link in order for me to go to the next step.
Right.
So more than likely, you haven't mastered the fundamentals that I taught in the last class, audience engagement, conversions, well enough. And then the second thing with regards to that is your whole entire branding and your images. It's not selling wealth, health, happiness enough in the mind of the audience. Okay?
Okay.
So you'll need to learn how to sell health really, really well. And basically think that you are the most amazing at this and the best and the person who's at the world-class level with regards to selling health. So your mindset that you came on the call with was very, very small and just kind of poor, because you're sharing with me that, you know, you don't want to make it like you're entertaining them. I get that. So you're talking to me about a problem that you were having. So the whole entire mindset, branding, audience, and then from there you'll need to learn how to build a lead generation system that sells them health, teaches them about health and their well-being, and then you want to take advantage of the fact that people want a solution right now, and the biggest solution that they want to have is how to build and maintain their immune system.
Right.
Right? And by the way, please do not use the word coronavirus in your marketing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see people who are trying to sell. Such a big mistake, you know, using a negative energy around something to sell something.
Right.
You know, now that XYZ is happening and the coronavirus is happening here, blah, 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 you can build your immune system. And no, don't do that.
No. You I deliberately have, not said that.
Yeah. You want to have good brand association, and you only want to focus on health and well-being and have a unique position around that in such a way where people pay attention, right? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. once you master the fundamentals of that, you're going to see how people are wanting to then connect with you. Then you'll need to master your other systems, your delivery systems, and so on and so forth. So I ordered with them. They had me in a subscription now based way. Just go on Revive Superfoods.
Okay,
and just see what they're doing with regards to their whole brand and marketing and sustainability with regards to their business, because they didn't just have me order once. They have it so that I can choose, you know, do I want, I think it was 9 smoothies or 12 smoothies, or then do I want it monthly, do I want it weekly, and so on and so forth. I mean, they've mastered it.
Right.
They've mastered it. And then the way they delivered it was just absolutely stunning. And even my son tried their smoothie last night.
Mm.
He's like, Mom, what you got? I'm going to try this. And he's 14. So you see what I mean? They even got him.
Right.
Right. The packaging he saw, like the way the cups were. He got his milk out of the fridge. He got the blender together. I mean, he didn't have me make this smoothie for him. He made it.
Okay. Right? So then you have to blend it up with milk after the concentrate arrives.
Yeah, so it's in a cup, and their packaging is brilliant and wonderful and nice. And then it's frozen in a cup. So you'll have, for example, 8 or 9 ingredients inside of a cup. Now, for juicing, that's a little bit different if you're going to now sell fresh juices, because I've also ordered from a local company fresh press juices, right, okay. the way they deliver it. And the way they deliver it is, you know, the juice is fresh, and then it can be put in the fridge, and it's basically good for me about 3 days or so.
Right.
Yeah. So go on their site, see what they're doing, get inspiration, and say to yourself, let me see, how can I do this even better than them? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
How can I do this whole thing better than them? Because they had to start from somewhere. And learn the systems and tools and strategies that's going to help you convert. Looking forward to hearing much more from you around this. You have a great opportunity. Yeah, you have a great opportunity that's presented to you right now. So
right.
All right, my dear.
Okay. Thank you so much, Nicole.
You're welcome. All right. That was wonderful. Press *6 to unmute yourself and ask me your question. I'd like to dive into your business for you and do a live strategy session with you.
Hi.
Hello.
Hey, you can hear me, Nicole?
Yes, I can. Who's this?
Great. This is Esther. So nice to be speaking with you.
Hi, Esther. And where are you calling in from?
I am calling from Nyack, New York.
New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're about 45 minutes north, slightly west from the city, on the outside of the river.
Oh, I see. Well, thank you for being on the call.
Sure.
Go ahead and ask your question. Tell us what you do.
Okay. I am a transformational coach. My business is from Deep Within Coaching, and I work with leaders, visionaries, and what I call boss babes to help them connect with themselves deeply, figure out what they want, and get it through strategy and mindset work. And this is a brand new business. I had started off the year intending that I wanted to do more coaching. I had gone through my coaching training. I'm a corporate interior designer, very different work. And I was gradually going to transition into this coaching business. I also wanted to support the architecture and design community with my coaching and do various workshops for that community. And so now my corporate interior design work is almost zero. And I find myself with having this time to pursue this new business at a very interesting time. So what is my question is pretty much, what advice can you give somebody that's starting out a coaching business right now? I think there is a lot of need for coaching, but starting out and not having formed a community or any kind of foundation yet. I'm slowly working on that and starting from scratch. It's a challenge. However, I focus on the opportunities rather than telling myself that it's a bad time to start a business because I don't believe that it is.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing that. And way to go for starting your business. So how long have you been trying to start the business, or how long have you been in business?
I started this in February. I did free coaching last year to kind of, to get practice and all of that. And then I had my first one-off coaching client last week, which was one of my former volunteers when I did my free coaching. So since February, I've pulled together a website for myself and slowly starting to put myself out as a coach in my on Facebook right now. It's friends and family, so it's not ideal, but everybody has to start somewhere.
Right, right. Okay, so the number one thing that I often tell people, whether you're starting out or you want to grow a business, you'll need to switch into the mindset of an entrepreneur.
Okay.
So do you have the mindset of an entrepreneur?
I aim for it. I certainly have my blind spots, let me put it that way. Yes or no? Yes, I think I can have the mindset of an entrepreneur.
Okay, so the mindset of an entrepreneur is the number one mindset you need to have, not necessarily put in the fact that you are a coach as the forefront of how you are in business. Without you having the mindset of an entrepreneur, knowing the systems and the tools and the strategies to make your coaching will not work. So the number one thing with everyone listening to me is that you don't need to focus on you being a coach in terms of a mindset, or you being a healer or a reader or an intuitive in terms of a mindset. You need to focus on being an entrepreneur with regards to that as a mindset. Because most people are programmed in the employee mindset, right? Where they actually have someone pay them an income. As an entrepreneur, you're the one who is responsible for your own income. So you'll need to think like an entrepreneur, right? Think like an owner and not necessarily someone who is getting paid from an employer. Okay, so that's one thing. The second thing is that, were you able to attend my class last week and I talked about building the audience and engagement and conversions?
I listened to part of it after.
Okay, so what you want to do is that you want to listen to that class, take notes, and listen to it again, take notes, and listen to it maybe about five times, right? Everyone listening and take notes, because the key to help you when you're starting out is that you need to be able to build your audience so that you have a tribe of people and not necessarily your friends and family on your Facebook profile that you're trying to target. So you'll need to learn how to create your audience by learning how to build a target audience really, really well. And unless you master that, you actually don't have clients, because then you won't have the correct people in order to create with other people that really want to work with you. So how many people do you have on your Facebook profile right now?
I have close to 300.
300 people.
Yeah.
Okay, so 300 people, are those mostly your family and friends?
Yes, mostly.
Okay, so 300 people that are mostly your family and friends is probably not going to help with regards to your conversions. So you're either going to do one of two things. You're either going to have to increase the number of people that is on your profile, your friends, on your original profile, or you'll need to create another profile and then build it from the ground up. So which option do you feel works for you really well?
Number two. I started the process of creating a business Facebook group page.
Okay, so I wouldn't recommend using your Facebook page in terms of a business. I'd recommend creating another profile, right? with another email address as your main way that you're going to have a online presence, and then from there you can build a page from it. So is that what you mean? Do you have you created another profile, or are you talking about a Facebook page itself?
I'm talking about a Facebook page itself.
Okay, so pages are out with regards to helping you convert. Pages are just for, they're great for doing lives if you want to do lives, and or they're great for running ads. Very little conversions show up with pages as it relates to trying to build your audience right now. It's just the way it is. If you look at most people are very, very successful with regards to their Facebook conversions, they are mastering using their profile and building their audience in order to then create the conversions from that. They're not really that focused on their page unless you have, I don't know, maybe 7,000-8,000 people or more on a page. It's going to be very, very hard because of the Facebook algorithms. So people are trying to use pages to convert, and they're noticing that it's not really converting. So I have about 1,750, like 1,750 people on my Facebook page. Do you think I sell from that?
I would have thought so before our conversation, but I guess not.
No, I don't sell from my page.
Okay.
Most of my conversions happen from my profile itself. And you can probably see, go down my profile and or most of my clients, the way they heard about me was through my profile and or through my posting in groups. So you want to have a higher space of conversion, which is going to be groups on Facebook or your own group and or your Facebook profile. So if you're not comfortable with your original profile, you'll need to build another profile that is just specifically targeted for business. Like my profile is my name. That's my legal name. I don't have another profile that I run my business from. It's Nicole Gale, and that's it. So that's me, right? People who are friends and families, or people who are might be friends, and if they don't like what I'm saying, top shit. I don't care. I'm not here to serve that. I'm here to serve a bigger cause, and I'm here to serve my holy calling. And so for me, it doesn't really matter if I'm liked or if I'm not liked, or if, you know, people that are friends that I know in real life, they don't necessarily like what I'm saying. It doesn't really matter. I'm not here for them. So I have a very different mindset. And so the mindset that I have is as an entrepreneur and someone who's here with a holy calling that I'm serving for the greater good. So were you going to choose to serve from your current profile, or did you want to create another one?
I don't mind serving from my current profile. The only thing that, this is what I heard, that if you have a, and maybe there's something I'm missing, because I also, I do talk about my offerings on that page too. What I heard is that you're not supposed to do that on a page unless it's a business page. I guess that's where my hesitation comes in, but I'm fine with thus far. I am fine with using what I have right now and working on my profile and posting in groups. I've started to do that.
So there's a old, I would say, thing that's going around that says, don't use your Facebook profile for business and so on and so forth. You're not supposed to, blah, blah, blah. I don't listen to what people say to me. Okay, I listen to what I'm called to do, and then I use a strategy around that that helps me actually reach the people that I know I'm called to serve. So if you want to use your profile, you just have to be smart about it and how you go about doing that. So for example, today I posted about the class, and when I post about the class, I placed the link to sign up in the class in the comment. Why did I do that, do you think?
It must have to do something to do with Facebook is what I'm guessing.
Right, the Facebook and algorithms and just sort of like how Facebook works. So there's sometimes that I do post it in my post itself, like the links in my post, mm-hmm. right? And so if you want to use your Facebook profile to, for example, do your lead generation strategy, you'll need to know how to be smart about it.
Mm.
Okay? So in order for you to not be blocked in people's news feed and so on and so forth, because Facebook is going to see, oh, she's posting links in her post or, you know, your top posts all the time, like your main posts mm-hmm. all the time, you get smart about it. And then mm-hmm. You build your list and you have your lead generation system. And when you make your post, then you'll insert the link in your comment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
if you have your own group, though, you can actually just place the link in the actual post itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, groups sort of are a little bit different as it relates to that. And so just go down my wall and you'll see sort of exactly what I do on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not always posting about, you know, my links and this and that and so on and so forth. I spend a lot of time building my audience and content marketing and serving my audience and giving tons and tons and tons of value.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you'll need to master, if you're just starting out, you'll need to master having your content plan together. So do you know what you're going to be talking about in the next 30 days?
I have a rough idea for the next 2 weeks, but not for the next 30 days. But that's a really good point. I can break it down month by month. I did start doing Facebook Lives a lot. And like you said, giving value, giving tips. I have an eye on I have an eye on giving value to people and sharing what I know.
Okay, and then you started doing Facebook Lives, but have you stopped doing Facebook Lives? Like, what are you doing now?
What I do is for 1 week I do 4 or 5 days, and then the next week I do once or twice, and the next week I do 4 to 5 days.
Okay.
That works for my personal rhythm. I'm an introvert, and I notice when I go on Facebook Live a lot, it takes a lot of energy. I don't mind doing it, my personal energy management.
Okay, so then from that, so that's good. Are you doing a call to action? Are you telling people that they can get more info? Are you giving a freebie away? I mean, do you have your lead generation in place?
No.
Like your funnel in place?
No. That's something I'm working on. And I tend to forget. And what I've done is posted the link to my website into the comments below. I'm aware of it, what you're saying, but it's like I'm in the process, step by step. I'm working my way to all of that.
Okay. So if you watch what I do, I rarely post a link to my website, like my direct website.
Okay.
So my website is www.nicolegale.com. Rarely do you ever see me do that.
Okay.
Okay, so if I send them to nicolegale.com, is that targeted?
What do you mean by targeted?
Okay, so I'm going to send you to nicolegale.com. You land on nicolegale.com, and then what?
You can see my offerings. You can see how you can work with me, the kind of packages that I'm offering. You can see testimonials.
Okay, so that system or that way to create with people is a broken system.
Okay.
The way to create with people really well is if you create a lead generation system that's a part of your website. So you'll see me say nicolegale.com/free-sacred-business-class, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's way more targeted than sending you to my website, nicolegale.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So people land on your site and they're like, what do I do? Okay, there's her offerings, contact her. There, you know, you have to think the way people think, and mm-hmm. people want leadership.
Yeah.
Okay? So you need to then lead them somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay? So your so your next thing that you'll need to do is to create a very simple lead generation system. And then what did I say that's a part of that system? Do you remember?
My profile, my group, an offering like a free sacred biz class, a lead generating system. Yeah?
Okay, so Esther.
Yes.
My dear, were you
yes.
taking notes? Were you taking notes
yes.
when I was hearing about it?
Yes, I'm writing.
Okay. No, not now. Were you taking notes earlier?
No, I was not. No.
Okay. So when you attend the classes to master and to actually create with the people that you want to create with, you need to then invest in yourself. Okay, so let's review the parts of the system.
Mm-hmm.
The parts of a system is the email list, okay, the offer, the landing page, and the thank you page. Okay,
mm-hmm.
then the types of offer that you can make for your lead magnet, something like a checklist or tip sheet, meditation mm-hmm. or audio, like a podcast, how to guide, like, you know, how to XYZ, give them 5 tips or 10 tips, a video series,
mm-hmm.
and or your teleclass and or webinar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So for you to actually earn the right to have people pay you, you'll need to invest in your education.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to consume everything that I'm saying in these calls.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have pages and pages and pages of notes. Last week, I think one lady said she had 8 pages of notes,
mm-hmm.
right? So the email list software that I recommend is AWeber.
AWeber.
AWeber. AWEBER.
Got it.
Yeah. So what I'd like to hear from you is that you have a very simple lead generation system that's set up so that every time you get on your videos, you can then share with them a call to action.
Mm-hmm.
And so what would you call them into with regards to a call to action?
I would call them into working with me. I'm working on a online course that I'm preparing for. So I would call them into that, call them into reaching out to have a consultation. Yes.
Okay, so what your mindset again around your call to action will need to change, because the first thing you're saying is that you're going to call them into working with you. If you are sharing your videos and then you're calling people to work with you as your top priority and you're always trying to do that, then they have the feeling that you're trying to sell them something. Okay?
Okay.
You calling them into booking a complimentary call with you to help them go through their XYZ pain point, that's a good strategy.
Okay.
You calling them into download my free meditation and how to, you know, have deep inner peace, that's a good strategy. You see?
Okay.
So if you want to build with people, you'll need to give them more value than what it is that you're asking them to give back to you.
Okay.
So calling them directly to work with you is you saying that you want them to give you more value, right? You want them to sow more into you than you're sowing into them. So last week I talked about the sort of the rate that I often do this with people. It's 80% of value, right? Most of my clients, they actually work with me over and over and over again. And I have a new program. They'll be, oh, can I sign up here? I have something else. Can I sign up? Can I do it? Even before they're finished doing their original program, can I do it with you, Nicole?
Mm-hmm.
This is because I have a 80% way of offering value that anything that I then call them into or I have an offer, people are thinking, wow, she's going to give me above and beyond what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So your whole system, your mindset, the way you create with people and how you are with regards to how they perceive you has to be something that you work on
mm-hmm.
really, really well, and you begin to master really, really
mm-hmm.
well. Okay?
Yeah,
I'm going to give you another tip here.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I have my Quantum Healing Practitioner Program that's sold out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Why do you think I sold that out?
People believe in you, and they see what you deliver, and they feel that they're going to get incredible value out of participating.
Okay, thank you for sharing that. Here's one thing that I did with regards to that. Just an example of what I did. You can still hear me well?
Yes.
I basically gave people a lot of value up front, and I created a quantum meditation, and I gave that away, right? Mm-hmm. I was giving that away for a while. I give things away not in the hopes of begging them to join my program.
Mm-hmm.
I give it away because I love to give, and I love that they're helped with my giving.
Mm-hmm.
See? So if you're calling people into action and your number one thing is in the hopes that they will buy from you, that's a mindset shift that needs to happen right there.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. So I was giving away my quantum meditation, and I would serve them, and I would give them value, and I would be teaching about quantum. By the way, before that, I built a very, very good brand. Basically, brand means that if Nicole says at this point, I'm having XYZ for sale, or I'm having this program for sale, more than likely I'm going to have a big lineup of people saying, how can I buy this?
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I've earned the right to have that happen. So the next step that I did was then I did a live class, and I demonstrated my modality that's called quantum timeline repair in the live class for free. And I give that away for free.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two women that showed up on the call. I didn't know that they were going to show up on the call. I didn't know who they were with regards to them needing to, you know, try my system or try the timeline repair. And they showed up. And one by one, I went through my timeline repair, and I basically demonstrated my system, or my healing modality, on a live public call for free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what do you think happens in the minds of people based on me doing that?
I think that people feel very nurtured in that, and that you have tremendous value to offer, and they feel very supported. They feel that you genuinely have their best interest at heart.
Right. They feel that you genuinely have their best interest at heart. They
mm-hmm.
feel like Nicole is not about the money. Nicole is about helping me. She'll go mm-hmm. above and beyond to help me. She'll actually do so much to help me that she'll give away her system for free to help me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So all of this that's in the minds of people, to be honest with you, on a regular basis for me is, Nicole will help me. She'll do everything to help me. She'll give away XYZ for free to help me. She'll do these free business classes to help me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's all people are thinking about me as a brand at the moment. So I'm giving away my live healing, okay, my modality for free with a bunch of people listening in on me taking these two callers through my modality. And then what I did was I sent it back as a replay so that anyone could listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I kept saying, listen to the live quantum timeline repair. Listen to the live quantum timeline repair, where I took two callers through this modality. Listen to the live quantum timeline repair over and over and over again. I posted that, I think, maybe for about a month or two minimum, over and over and over again. And to be honest with you, this is called a soft launch, because, I mean, I didn't pay for Facebook ads to convert. And let me just see, a total of the amount of people that I think now we're about, because I had 20 spots, that's all sold out. And now we're about, I think, around 24 spots, because people then are like, can I please, please, please get in? Can I please, mm-hmm. please, please do this training with you, Nicole?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the last thing I was going to tell you, so everyone's listening, here's what I did to absolutely went above and beyond. Okay, so Esther, I wanted to ask you, did you hear about my quantum healing practitioner training that I'm doing?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Okay. So what is it that you saw me do with this upcoming training?
Well, what stuck out also was the way you're allowing people to pay for it.
Excellent.
People enroll for free and saying, learn this so you have a tool and then pay me later, which is absolutely incredible.
Okay, so learn this now, pay me later. What does that do for the minds of people, do you think?
You know what you're doing and you know that it's going to work.
Okay.
And also that you have your back. You acknowledging, without saying it, without putting into words, you acknowledging the position some people might be finding themselves in, and you teaching them how to fish so that they can support themselves rather than putting a Band-Aid on what is going on right now.
Right, right. So my value in the way I do business is so radical, right? It's so different than what's out there. It is so unique with regards to even this specific launch that I just did. And so this launch is probably going to make about $25,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just with this launch alone. And so I want to let you know that the way you create with people as it relates to what it is you're doing in your business matters, and people will pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So Nicole wasn't the person who was saying, I'm demanding for you to pay me $25,000 right now, all of you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I did then is that I installed within this whole launch a mindset within people that they'll want to buy from me in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's a very sort of sustainable mindset that I installed in the minds of people. So your values around the way you do business, the systems that you create to support them, and so on and so forth, is something that I really want you to look at and do for your homework, Esther. And feel free to get back to us and let us know how it's working for you, okay?
Thank you very much.
You are so welcome, my dear. Wonderful. All right, press star 6 to unmute yourself, and I'd be happy to help you explore your business. I'm just reading the chat box as well.
Hey, Nicole, I have a question.
Hi, feel free to share your name and tell us what you do.
Okay, my name is Nicola, and I'm just starting out being a coach and offering a men's program, and also I have a background with Oracle work, which I haven't really talked much about, and I have like a smaller program that I want to put together, which is also kind of a mentoring or coaching type program.
Wonderful. Nicola, when you said, hey, Nicole, I actually didn't recognize your voice, but now I do.
My question is about Fiverr. So I had been checking them out, and so if someone's at the very beginning, like I am, and you look at all the people, the practitioners on Fiverr, and they've got, you know, they can make a logo for you, they can set up your branding for you. Do you recommend getting a logo and branding right away through somebody on that website?
So Fiverr is a great site. I've actually used Fiverr quite a bit for outsourcing, and I recommend Fiverr for outsourcing. It's helped me build my business with picking the right people. However, that's the most important thing. So you want to pick the people with the highest ratings. You want to compare their services, for example, do comparison shopping. And then you want to pick how sort of quickly they can deliver, right? How quickly they can kind of turn around and get you what you want. What are you thinking of having them create on Fiverr?
Well, that's what I was curious about. I mean, would you say that just a logo is enough, or do you think having a branding package would be, I mean, how far do you go, you know?
Yeah, so the most important thing I would say to start for everyone listening is your Facebook picture, okay? Let's start with sort of some ABCs of Brandon a little bit before we even spend any money? Okay, so your Facebook picture is going to be something that helps you sell. You're going to have a way to present yourself in a way that connects with your audience. If you have, I'm not saying that you do, Nicola, but I'm just saying for everyone who's listening, if you have a Facebook picture that doesn't have good lighting, it has a background that is very cluttery, it's where you're hanging out with your girlfriends, and so on and so forth, or just very casual looking, and you're trying to sell to a certain group of people, it probably won't go off very well. I'm not saying that you have to go out and take professional pictures. You actually don't need to do that. You just need to have the perception of who you are match your branding or what you're offering. So if you haven't thought about it already, you may want to, so everyone who's listened to me, you may want to begin to think about your Facebook profile picture as a start with regards to your branding. What are your thoughts on that, Nicola?
For my picture, I feel like I should change it. I love the picture that's up there, but I don't think that it matches what you would think of for a coach.
Okay. So you can change your profile picture. And the second thing that I'd recommend that you begin to look at is your Facebook cover photo. And that's very easy. You don't necessarily have to go into Fiverr to do those, to do things like a cover. You can use Canva.com and you can use their templates and so on and so forth. So go to Facebook covers. And use your templates in order to help you have a very, very good cover photo that matches your branding. So if you look on my Facebook picture and my Facebook cover, what do you see there? What's going on for you?
I think yours has a crown on it, doesn't it? Or it did?
You mean the Facebook profile picture?
Well, your profile picture, I love it because you got your hands on your hips and it's a red dress. So you look very feminine, but also you mean business at the same time.
Now, does my profile picture convert with regards to my content and what is I'm telling women about as well?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay, so it's basically in alignment, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So then the next thing is that Facebook cover that you see on my profile, I used canva.com in order to have the right dimensions. And basically it was just a template that I inserted a background image in and then I put the words on top of the image. And does that look like I did it or does it look like somebody else did it?
Oh, it looks professional.
Right. It looks professional, right? So for everyone that's listening, you can learn just sort of how to do it yourself and study kind of what people are doing. And also, I think Canva has tutorials if you don't sort of know how to kind of put colors together and so on and so forth. You can learn how to do simple things like that yourself. And then if you can't do it, the next thing you want to do then is to outsource it. So let's talk about outsourcing with that. I don't necessarily have my logo as my main thing that people see all the time, but you do see my logo. So where do you see my logo?
On your webpage.
Right. And what does my logo say?
What does your logo say? Let me see.
Yeah, www.nicolegale.com. There's an RB. That's my logo.
Yeah.
Okay, rich so the brand. The RB is rich brand. So the wealth of God, that is the system and the energy that supports what I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not having the NG as my brand. So my logo is basically branded based on my soul type or my energetics, the energetic body of what it is that I'm emanating. Okay?
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, so RB is my logo. Now, you don't necessarily have to think about getting a branding package and spend a lot of money and so on and so forth. If you want to have a very pro look to you, you just want to have a pretty decent Facebook cover and a pretty decent Facebook profile picture, and you want to respond to your audience on the level that's connected to brand consistency that way. You see? So even if I did not have a logo, I could still sell to my audience because of why. What do you think?
But you just said you're, when people come to you and when they're looking at you on your Facebook profile, your picture matches what it is you are standing for. It matches the branding, whether you actually have a logo or not, you as the person. It all matches up, and it's all congruent. Even, you know, the picture behind, you know, the Facebook cover picture, it all says the same message.
Right. So there is major brand consistency, even at the energetic level of what it is that I'm creating. So my image reflects it, right? But the branding alignment comes from the energetic alignment that I have within myself. You see, it's not necessarily my logo that's selling to you or everybody else. You see?
Mm-hmm.
So my logo is just an expression of a core energetic alignment that reflects then in my image and then reflects then in my cover. And even if I didn't have a logo, I can still sell from that because my content is in alignment with regards to my cover and or my Facebook picture, you see? So there's absolute brand congruency that's flowing through all that I'm doing.
Okay.
So, yeah, so if you want to get a logo, you can get a logo. That's great. I wouldn't spend, if you want to kind of get a logo, I would just spend $50 or less on a logo at this point. And connect with someone on Fiverr that can give you 3 or 4 different drafts around it, not just one.
Okay.
Have a concept in mind and really do your research around colors. And I think it's coolers.com. I think that they're really good for color matching and so on and so forth. So you'll need to know what is it your brand is conveying with regards to even the colors that you want in your logo and so on and so forth, and then go from there, right? So, I mean, I teach all this and I help women with this in my business program, but I'm giving you quite a bit of tools right now as it relates to go and research brand colors, and you can kind of have an idea about what it is that you want for your logo and what you want to represent. But I wouldn't spend too much time on trying to focus so much on a logo that you miss out on your lead generation, as an example, and or, you know, what I taught in class one, which is about your audience and building your tribe and so on and so forth.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're very, very welcome. Keep us posted as well on your process.
Okay, I will. Thanks.
Wonderful. Press *6 to unmute yourself, and then you can ask your question. I still have over 20 women on the call, so I'd love to explore your business with you. What is it that you're doing? What do you want to get started? What are the challenges that you're facing? So go ahead and press *6 to unmute, and you can get on the line. Okay, so Kelly's typing, and she's saying, you don't have a very clear picture about what you want to do, Kelly, with regards to your coaching. Okay, so many people want to get started online, and as I answer Kelly, you can also press *6, and if you want then to wait for me to then get to you. So Kelly wants to share about how to gather wealth using inner work, and you probably are saying that you don't know how to get started with that. So Kelly, if you've been listening to what it is that I've been sharing, I would love for you to go back to the last class and really do all the homework with regards to knowing how to build your audience. But let's talk about getting clarity with what you want to do. So many people struggle with this, and really they don't kind of know where it is that they want to go with regards to building their business. And this is when you want to be able to define your niche. So some people don't know if they want to do wealth coaching. Some people don't know if they want to do relationship coaching. Some people don't know if they want to do health coaching. They may have their passions in either of those, but it might be very, very hard for them to figure out sort of where do I land or sort of how do I target. So if you have a number of passions, like I have a lot of passions and I love just many things, but I also have a niche and I've also targeted really well. So if you have a number of passions and you want to kind of know which one is going to help convert and how you should target, then take your top three passion and then begin to do something like ask about five people who know you really well. You know, what's the number one thing that I'm good at that you think I'm good at? If you really want to have a clear picture of what it is that you want to do and that what might convert for you, you want to then ask people and so sort of do some research around that. So what's the number one thing that you think I'm good at? So you can give them these three options, and you can give them the option of like health coaching, wealth coaching, or money coaching, and or relationship coaching, and ask which one do you think I'm really, really good at, and see if you can get their feedback. So once you begin to get their feedback, then you want to begin to do some market research around, you know, which one of those things would be the highest conversions as it relates to how you create with your audience. And I think a lot of times people have ideas about what they want to do and they try something around what they want to do, but they just do not have the correct market research and they haven't done their homework enough in order to know if that thing is going to convert. So it's also not necessarily what you're doing with regards to your niche that may convert. It's how you are actually programming your audience and how you're packaging your services in order to sell them. And this is something that I really want to get into because packaging your services and putting together your offers is going to be something that is a huge skill that you want to learn how to do in order for you to actually get what you want to get to your audience or get the people to buy from you. So Kelly, you're saying that you're thinking about how to offer people, maybe share with me a little bit more. I think you're saying that you're thinking about how to offer people to know how to build multiple streams of income. I think that's what you're saying. So when you've done the homework to find out who it is that you want to work with, and then you are going to create the content for them, you're going to have to create the right types of content in order to get these people to buy from you. So you don't just want to name your content anything. You want to name your content that is connected to a keyword or a solution that these people are looking for. And if you were to nail the right name for your offer, and you're going to do, you know, build your audience, and you're going to do the lead generation system, and then you're going to invite them into a complimentary call to work with you, and so on and so forth. If you were to nail the right name for your program or your service, you're going to find that your conversions go through the roof. So another thing that you want to do is to attend the upcoming classes, because I want to talk about that quite a bit, because oftentimes the missing link for many people is that they don't have their messaging down really, really well. And then the second thing is that they don't have a name for their service or their offer that is selling. So you want the name to sell, and you want the name to be something that is connected to your keyword and something that is connected to the solution that you want your audience to have. So I hope that answers your question, Kelly. And this is probably something that many women are wondering about as well, like what do I sell, or where do I start with regards to who do I sell to? And so I hope that answers your question quite a bit. And I'm hoping again to plan giving you quite a bit of value in the upcoming classes and to really focus on the naming your offers to sell them, and then the systems that you can use in terms of the models to sell. So I'm looking forward to having so many of you with regards to your questions around that, because I think that's a big thing that many people are also missing. So I want to help one person with regards to naming your offer, and press *6 to unmute yourself. And then next week we'll get a little bit more into that, and then we'll talk about some of the models that you can use with regards to your services and what you can sell.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
Hi. Hi, this is Beth.
Hello, Beth. Go ahead and tell us what you do, and I'd love to help.
Thank you. I'm a very long-time coach, 26 years and 31 years self-employed, and my business keeps evolving, and I'm really great at the work I do and not really good at the message and the technological support to get it out there.
Okay, keep going. Tell us a little bit more.
So I've got over 25 years of experience being an ADHD coach. I have rebranded myself to Living Through Difficult Times with Hope and Perseverance, and now I've been very much gripped by wanting to work with the queen archetype, so supporting women in strength and leadership using the queen context, and particularly queen at midlife. And now short term I've been pivoting to do crisis support coaching for people around the world while I'm in quarantine.
Okay, and how long have you been trying to brand with the queen archetype?
Since last fall, it's been evolving.
Okay, and what's not working for you around it?
I have a great website support person, so I've done a very detailed avatar, and I don't feel comfortable at all in the world of online marketing. So, I came up in the old school when we used business cards at meetings. I kind of don't know how to navigate this online world effectively.
Okay. So have you had anybody sign up to work with you with regards to your queen coaching?
I haven't been marketing that yet.
Okay, but is that what you want to get into as your next step, though?
I'm a little torn now because I've got the emerging new world leadership model, which I think is definitely applies to women. But right now, that seems even more compelling than working with women only, because I'm supporting a lot of young leaders as we're designing this new world. So now I'm a little confused as to which direction to go.
Okay. Emerging new world, what does that mean exactly?
It means this crisis that we're going through, we're redesigning how many aspects of life are going to work. So we have to have new business models, new understanding of how we're going to do our work and get paid in the world. And now I'm wondering, although I'm very passionate about the queen work, for the first time in 30 years of my work, I'm passionate about something. Somehow it seems not the time to limit it only to the women.
Okay, so who do you want to work with as well, men?
Anybody who's got this mindset of how do we redesign life post-quarantine.
Okay, so you're trying to brand based on what's going on right now in the current climate or the what's going on in society.
Yes, I see that it's needed, and I'm very well equipped to do that.
Okay, but what would you offer people with regards to then how life is going to be as a model moving forward?
Well, each person I've been working with, and there are a couple dozen of them, has unique offerings in the world, and they need support to understand who they are and how to get it out there, as far as defining themselves, working through the blocks and problems that they're having. And so it's not for me to say what their mission are, but what mission is, but it's to help them find that and live it and work through all the difficulties they have in putting themselves out there, because they often don't have the confidence.
Oh, I see. Okay. So it sounds like you would be a strategist. Would you say that you're a strategist of some sort?
That's a good word. The word that I hit on in the last few days that I particularly like is ally. I really struggle with using the word coach because it's so overused now. And I've been doing it so long, I'm not a beginning coach. I'm a very experienced coach, and nobody seems to be able to tell the difference.
Yeah, so again, fundamentals with regards to not being able to know how to position yourself really well, not knowing how to create your audience really well, and all those fundamentals is something that you'll need to master. So let's just say you're a strategist, and what kind of strategist are you?
The way I would describe it is I'm very adept at the deep inner workings of human living. It's like, who are you? How do you operate? What do you need? What is your mission purpose? How do you proceed with that? How do you deal with all the blocks that you have along the way? So it's inner human operating system.
Okay, so would you be a human design strategist?
Not using the system of human design, no.
Okay, so you'll need to then get a very good idea about what is it that you do as a coach or a person. And by the way, I'm all for using the word coach. I don't see anything wrong with it. I can use the word coach and I can sell millions of dollars worth of things just because my branding is right. It's not just me pinning my whole entire branding on a word that I think has a problem. I can use any word and create an amazing brand around it and really build an amazing audience around it and sell really well. So you'll need to refine who you are. If I came to you and I'm like, Beth, who are you in terms of what it is that you have to offer, what would be the answer?
That's a great question. I help people work with their deepest needs and abilities and remove everything that stops them from putting that out in the world.
Okay, and you know, how do you help them? How do you help them do that?
I help them get clear what they want to be up to if they're not already clear. So there's the mission purpose, and I work in a very process-oriented way, so that's one of my difficulties is I always get fabulous results with them, I just never know what the results are going to be.
So would you say that you're a life strategist?
I like that terminology, yes.
Okay, so if you like the terminology, please write it down.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay, so you'll need to spend quite a bit of time exploring who you are exactly. Because you've been sharing with me for the last 5 minutes, and I really still don't know who you are and what you have to offer, nor do I feel the impulse to want to buy from you.
Yes. Yes, so how do I research? Where do I research?
So you'll need to begin to do some research with regards to, so go back to your passions and sort of refine your messaging and refine your identity with regards to that. You want to start with exploring on a piece of paper, okay? You want to start with exploring what is it that you offer really to people, and then you want to now connect the dots back to who is this person that offers this.
Okay,
so this is why I was asking the questions with regards to what is it that you offer, what is it that you do. So I'm exploring that to then go back to helping you refine who you are. So then I was saying, well, are you a human design strategist? You're like, no. Yes. Well, are you a life strategist, right? So
yes.
I was exploring asking you questions. You'll need to begin to ask yourself some questions based on what is it that you are good at, your passions, and what it is that you offer.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll need to come up with an identity
that matches
that.
All right.
Yeah. So you want to then help people navigate the world moving forward with regards to what's going on in this global crisis, what I'm hearing you say?
Yes.
Okay. So then would that then be a life strategist?
Yeah, I don't know what the definition of a life strategist is, but it's the closest language I've heard that matches what I know I do. So, yes, I like that. I don't know anybody who's identified as that, so I don't understand the definition yet.
Yeah, so you just maybe dig into exploring that a little bit as it relates to that. So let's talk a little bit about your other the other things that you mentioned. So you were saying that you wanted to help a broad range of people. So who are these people that you want to help? What's the age group?
Well, the vast majority who I've talked to in the last 4 weeks have been 20 and 30-somethings.
Okay, now 20 and 30-somethings, are they able to pay you for your worth?
Well, only a handful of them.
Okay, so what's the difference between those who can pay you and those who can't?
Well, right now it's so skewed because everything has changed in the last month. So those who are some of the best and brightest are challenged financially right now, you know, as I am. So.
Yeah, but there's going to be a certain group of people, and I want everyone to hear this. It doesn't matter if the sky's falling out of the sky, right?
Yes.
There's always going to be a certain group of people who can pay you for what you have to offer,
yes,
if you solve enough of their problem.
Yes.
Okay? So then you'll need to find out who are these specific people. So what's the difference between the people that can pay you and the people who can't?
Well, one client who just hired me after a free coaching call has plenty of savings and has thought ahead and planned her life such that she has plenty of assets right now.
Exactly.
So, and that was,
exactly.
That was a pleasant surprise because I hadn't talked to many who have. So.
Okay, so you want to target the kinds of people who are people who have the financial resources, people who plan ahead, people who think ahead, people who have assets, and so on and so forth. Okay?
Yeah.
Those are the kinds of people that you want to target. So the people that don't necessarily have the money to work with you yet, and so on and so forth, you can serve them. You can give them free value. You can give them your freebie. You can get them in your system, and so on and so forth. You can serve them.
Yes.
You can offer them free tools, but they're just not going to pay you.
Right.
Okay? You only want to focus on the people who you believe will pay you for your service.
Yes.
And you want to make those people your number one target.
And how do I find them? Do I start by defining the profile?
So you'll need to then create what I call your customer avatar. So who is this person that has 10 specific traits about them? So why is this woman different than all the others, right? So
sure.
How old is she? So what's her age group, or how old is she?
Well, the avatar I had created was pre-quarantine, so I think it now needs to be updated. So maybe that's the next step for my work.
Okay, so how old is this lady that had the savings to work with
you? The one that just hired me is young, probably in her early 30s.
Okay, so then that's telling you something. So, for example, early 30s to, I don't know, maybe 55 or so on and so forth, who have sort of, who are financially savvy or who have savings or thought ahead, who are really, really good with their money. So you'll need to sort of build your avatar out now from that specific person.
Yes. Perfect. So that gives me the next round of work is to update that and get more clear.
Yeah. So this person, this lady, where does she shop?
Right.
Right? Where does she spend her time? What does she spend her money on?
Right. And I've got about 40, 50 avatar questions that I've answered, but I it's time to refresh them is what I need to do.
Right, exactly. So there's lots of her around.
Yes.
Tons and tons of those kinds of women around, but you just need to figure out who they are specifically and sort of then where do you go to connect with these kinds of people and then target your message that is connected to those groups of people.
Okay,
so then you need to figure out, so what is she looking for? Where does she hang out online? Right? How does she spend her time? And then master knowing that about your specific person.
Yes.
Then once you begin to master knowing that, then you'll need to master your identity, who you are.
Yes.
Right? What is it that you have to offer? And then now let's talk quickly about your offer, because I shared that I was going to help someone refine that.
Yeah. Actually, Nicole, I have a call in 2 minutes, so I think I need to wrap here, and I thank you so much for this.
Oh, good. You have a call. Wonderful. Yeah, you're very, very welcome. All right.
Okay,
thanks
so much.
Talk soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye now.
All right. Wonderful. Well, this has been an amazing day. Thank you so much, everyone. I'm very, very thrilled to have had you on the line, and I appreciate all of you. If you haven't had a chance to yet, feel free to listen back to the last class replay because it's going to help you immensely. And then again today, listen back to this replay. I should have this replay up probably in the next day or two. You want to learn how to master building your lead generation funnel. And again, all of the systems and tools and strategies that I've been talking about as it relates to just really helping you get your customers and or clients. And my goal or intention is that every person who is listening to this, and if you have not yet made your first 10K online, that should be the goal by summer. I want to have you bringing in your income and financially nourished, but you'll need to then learn the systems, tools, and strategies to know how to do that really, really well and think like an entrepreneur and begin to master these tools that's going to help you bring your customers and your clients to you. So I'm looking forward to our upcoming class. I want to talk quite a bit more about your offers and helping you just really refine your offers as well as the models that you can use to sell your services and or your offers, because there's lots of great opportunities with regards to what's happening now and how you can have a really good sustainable business. You want to create models that is going to help you have a very good sustainable business, not necessarily waiting around for that one person and feeling like you're begging them to work with you and sitting around in your inbox, kind of like, you know, hoping that they're going to buy from you. So I hope that you've had an amazing time in today's class. Feel free to chat back with me. You can send me a message and even post and let everyone know, you know, with regards to your thoughts and how this class has been for you. I'm happy to serve you further and look forward to hearing from you again pretty soon. So thank you again so much, everyone. Until next time, looking forward to chatting with you. And again, look forward to the replay as well as the upcoming classes. Talk again real soon. Bye-bye.